You have questions about Detroit, and we have answers. It's one of the reasons why, at WDET, we started our Curiosity series. Over the years, we've answered many questions directly from listeners like you. Questions about the region, ranging from the story behind Detroit's mile roads to the background of Superman ice cream to why we have five gross points and what happened to Detroit's swimmobiles. I'm Amanda LeClaire, and this is Curiosity. Now we're answering a listener's question about a favorite hometown beverage.
Hi, I'm Ashley Fassett. I work at Outlier Media. I'm our operations and membership coordinator. Why do Metro Detroiters think that Verner's the Pop is the cure-all for all ailments?
Verner's Ginger Ale is one of America's oldest soft drinks, born right here in Detroit, Michigan. According to legend, it all began in 1866 with James Verner, a local pharmacist who concocted a bold ginger-based syrup. As legend has it, when called away to the Civil War, Verner stored his special mixture in an oak cask. 4 years later, he returned to discover it had transformed, aged into ginger ale with a uniquely spicy, zesty flavor that was an instant hit in Detroit and beyond.
Because it's a one-of-a-kind soft drink. Why don't you tell them, boys?
It's the one-of-a-kind soft drink. We're the one-of-a-kind.
Regrettably, that story is simply legend. In the book The Verner Story, From Gnomes to Now, author Lawrence Roush wrote that the formula was likely not invented until after the Civil War. Whatever the timeline, the soda was celebrated for its potent ginger kick. Verner's gained a reputation as an easy-to-swallow medicine, believed to settle stomachs, and, according to lore, more. To answer Ashley's question, I first wanted to see if it was true that many Metro Detroiters and their families have a history of turning to Verner's when under the weather. Spoiler alert, it is.
Hi, this is John McPhail. Yes, Verner's hot. Verner's hot. Hot Verner's for your upset stomach, or actually it was probably more so for your colds than that.
My name is Mike Daniels. Yes, and it was Verner's. It was Verner's and a little bit of liquor. We call it hot toddy. Yes.
My name is Lisa Williams. I'm in Detroit. And my go-to for my parents was always Verner's ginger ale. That was the magic cure.
So drinking Verner's when ill is a family tradition for generations of Detroiters. But does it really work? And if so, why? To answer that question, I turn to a professional. Full disclaimer, this is not medical advice. Consult your doctor for that.
Yes, 100%. Verner's is going to cure everything that's going on with you.
That's Dr. Eli Eisman, a family medicine resident here in Detroit. And he's kidding, in a way.
In reality, probably not Verner's, but some of the constituent parts that may have been in Verner's originally, like the original recipe that had ginger in it. You know, ginger has this longstanding history of being recognized for its medicinal value, and it has this super interesting ethnopharmacology history as well. Ginger is one of those plant medicines that shows up in many traditional and indigenous medicine practices, as well as in culinary heritages from around the world.
That's right. It's the ginger part of ginger ale that does, in fact, serve as plant medicine. Ginger is known as an antibacterial and has mild laxative properties, perfect for nauseous tummies. Unfortunately, Verner's has evolved from its original recipe and ditched the ginger. Though today's recipe no longer contains real ginger, Metro Detroiters still swear by it as a cure for everything from stomach aches to colds, even hangovers. Dr. Lynn Smitherman is a pediatrician in Detroit who's been practicing for more than 30 years. She says many of her patients' families tell her Verner's is a must when someone's feeling out of sorts.
The medicinal effects of ginger in Verner's and in other ginger ales is pretty much non-existent. That said, it's, you know, a lot of people think it feels good, and that's perfectly fine. If my grandmother came up to me with a warm ginger ale, if I wasn't feeling well, I would definitely accept it. And it may or may not help, but sometimes that and a little TLC can go a long way.
And that's the conclusion of both Dr. Smitherman and Dr. Eisman. Verner's, as it is today, has little to no medicinal value. But the value of nostalgia, comfort, TLC, and family tradition is its own kind of medicine. But I couldn't quite let this one go. What if there are other useful situations for Verner's even without the ginger? I had to pose some hypothetical questions to Dr. Eisman.
Okay, I fall out of a tree. I break my foot. Will Verner's cure that?
I can see Verner's being valuable here if you grab an ice cold can out of the refrigerator and maybe use it as an ice pack, but that's probably about it.
I got athlete's foot, toenail fungus. Do I drink Verner's?
As you're in line at the pharmacy getting the antifungal cream that you need to get, buy a Verner's as well. Make you feel better.
Okay, I am a well-known romance book heartthrob, Fabio. I'm Fabio, and I get dandruff. Should I drink Verner's?
Verner's probably not going to be the thing that cures your dandruff, but if the other heartthrob in the book sees you drinking the Verner's, probably get their heart throbbing even more.
I had a dark vision of the future. Do I drink Verner's to make myself feel better?
Enthusiastically, yes.
To hear more episodes of Curiosity and to ask your questions about Detroit, go to wdet.org/curious. For WDET, I'm Amanda LeClaire.